Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Ahead of the Irish Women's Euro qualifier against Sweden tonight, concerns were raised following captain Katie McCabe's late return from a post-season trip to Australia last week. But those concerns have been laid to rest with the news that sleep experts were brought in to ensure that the 28-year-old is ready to hit the ground running. We're joined now by our very own sleep expert, Dr. John Garvey, who's consultant respiratory and sleep physician at St. Vincent's University Hospital in Dublin. Fáilte, John. Hoigenglór.
Cormac, Cormac.
Tell us about jet lag and how it affects the human.
Well, jet lag is a temporary circadian rhythm disturbance. It happens because our body clock takes a little bit of time to adjust to a new time zone. So our daily rhythms and our drive for sleep is out of sync when it moves to a new time zone and a new environment.
And how should you deal with it, do you think?
Well, you can take a number of approaches. It's really only a major factor if you're crossing a number of time zones. Just crossing one or two time zones isn't a big issue. But if you're crossing three or more time zones and doing so for an extended period of time, so there is data that if you're just going on a trip for a short period of time, that you're better off not to adjust to the new time zone if that's less than 3 days. If it's more than 3 days, you should try and adjust to that new time zone. Our jet lag is driven by light exposure. So our bodies, when we're asleep, will produce more melatonin to facilitate sleep, less so during the day. And the synthesis of melatonin is driven by exposure to light. So light is the strongest giver of time to our bodies. Okay. So exposure to light at certain times can be helpful. So most people find it easier actually to travel to the west than to the east, because people find it easier to stay awake than to actually go to bed early.
Okay.
So if you're traveling, let's say, to North America, one of the things to do is to maybe try and avoid bright light exposure in the morning time, get bright light exposure in the evening time to help you acclimatise.
Okay. On return, then, is worse, I think, isn't it, as you say?
Yeah, three quarters of people will actually find it worse coming back the other direction, because and trying to come back to that. So if the thing to do in those circumstances is to get bright light exposure first thing in the morning and avoid it in the evening time. You can also use melatonin. There's evidence to look at its use. So sometimes taking melatonin at night on flying eastwards can be helpful to help stabilize sleep. Or if you awaken, let's say on the west coast of the US or something like that, that taking a tiny dose in the middle of the night if you awaken can be helpful to get around it.
But if you're going to Australia, you're snookered altogether, because you're crossing a number of times.
If you're traveling a large distance like that, it suggests that you should actually, if you're traveling more than 10 hours, act as if you're traveling westward for 8 hours. So to take the approaches that you would move there. But it is extremely difficult. For each time zone that you cross, it can take a full day to recover.
Yeah. I'm afraid to ask an esteemed consultant like you this following question, John, but I will anyway. Is it pure hippie nonsense to talk about grounding, to take off your shoes and socks if you're jet lagged and walk and get energy from the ground, and maybe that helps with jet lag? I can't wait to hear your response to this now.
Well, I can't comment on the hippiness of a Cormac, but approaches that you can take are, exercising on a flight. So maybe getting up and walking and getting grounded rather than sitting in your chair on the flight.
Yeah.
It's helpful to stay hydrated. Too much alcohol in a flight will impact on the quality of your sleep. But yes, getting out and about and maybe getting light exposure rather than the grounding may be helpful.
Okay, you have a career as a diplomat if you want to get away from the medicine at any point. Look, great to talk to you again, Dr. John Garvey, consultant respiratory and sleep physician at St. Vincent's University Hospital in Dublin. Thank you.